Mem Aleph, Sif Aleph, there's only one Sif. Hanosim Masi al Rosh, the person is carrying a package on his head. And again, we're talking about tefillin. People wearing tefillin the whole day, so they're not just during davening, because he wouldn't be carrying a package on his head for davening. Mem Aleph. Chalat tefillin shel Rosh at Yosser Hamasa. So he takes out the tefillin shel Rosh until he's finished carrying this item. So, in other words, it's not derech eretz to be with, like, having this thing on his head, and the tefillin seeming to be like they're supporting the item. Tefillin mitpachta osel niach al rosh sheish betefillin. The carrying a piece of cloth, a handkerchief, he wants to carry it in his head, so it's not right to lie it over the top of the tefillin on the head, which has tefillin. Well, there's a darker leads in Barosha, Kagan Kaiba, Mitsnaf is Mutter, but to something which you normally wear on your head, that's not considered a bizoyan to the tefillin to wear it. Hagoba Filohim Humasi Kovid, Arbakabin and the tefillin Nitchok is Tarach Lasirin. So, if the weight is significant, so then you need to, it needs to be, you take off the tefillin. So, this over here is it's not Derech Eretz to wear it to the tefillin. To be wearing the tefillin and they're carrying this item at the same time. It's like, you know, you're sort of like doing two things with your head at the same time. Aleph, Hanosim Masi, Zemar B'chol Yom. This is referring to any time. Lo B'shas Kriya Shema Tefillah. Hanukkah Masim Sadi Zayin Sifhei, that during Kriya Shema Tefillah, you can't be, Kriya Shema and Tefillah, you can't be carrying anything on your head anyway. Al Roshay be whom noisy masi al yode be mokam until unless he's carrying something in his arms. Misamim mechusim heim velika ganai. He's carrying something while he's wearing in his arm. Then ain tzarach laklitz. Then you do not need to remove the tefillin because there's a separate. It's, you know, it's separate. The tefillin is covered, etc. If the what he's carrying is a significant weight, that's putting pressure on the tefillin, and that's not a good idea. Which is a separate issue. It's not an issue of bizoyin. It's an issue of you're pressing against the tefillin, which is a form of a bizoyin, but it's also dangerous for the tefillin, which indicates a flippant attitude towards the tefillin, which is improper. Chol tefillin shel rosh. If you can carry the item in your head, not where the tefillin is, Pirgadim seems to say that to Motor. But if it's a significant weight that you're carrying, even though you'd be able to find a way to sort of like move it to the side, that's not where the tefillin is, so you should be Machmer.
Person taking out manure, so working in the field, carrying out manure. So, no, how's he carry? Cares, and then he puts the container on top of his head. Well, you can't do that when you're wearing tefillin. Also, the chol gavni have bezeh bizoyin the tefillin shall roshay. It's a derech bizoyin to the tefillin to be carrying that on his head the same time as wearing the tefillin. Im loy kishem selik oz a tefillin shall roish me olav shori after noise the shal yad. The fact that he's wearing a shal yad is not a problem. It's only a problem in the shal roish. If, however, you're carrying it not on your head but on your arms, after the feeling of tefillin, hey, mechusim bebegolov, ikub zebizoyin the tefillin sholov. Maybe that to carry this zebel in your arms would be a problem, even though they're mechusa. We'll see later on. Carrying out a chamber pot, those type of things, which nowadays the issue is, let's say, a doctor in a hospital carrying out some type of container of some type of item. So that would be the modern version of this issue. So then he said, something which is like a which is normally carried, you wear in your head, a hat, a yarmulke. That's mutar. Even though it's overlapping on the tefillin, it's not a bizoyin. That's how you wear. But if it's large, but you have to be careful that you don't want the cap or the hats to be pushing the tefillin out of their place. The common issue that I see that, you know, all the time, you have these, you know, these guys wearing bochum, they wear their hat on top of their tefillin, so the tefillin isn't fairly tight, the hat will push the tefillin down too low. Arba kabin. So how much is that? Hey, mchav heli tros sheshaklin by kesef by Prague. So the kav is a measure of volume, and I don't know exactly what this measure in Prague is about, so I can't tell you how it translates into modern terms. According to this, it says it's 9.6 liter. According to the Chazon Ish, according to the Chaim Noah, it's 5.5 liter.
Of what?
Whatever you're carrying.
But the weight depends on what's carrying.
Yeah, it's not a weight. It's a volume issue. Kav is a volume issue.
So then it should depend on the size of the person's head.
That's true, but Chazal gave a share of four. The volume of four kav usually is a type of a volume which is going to be problematic for most people. Theoretically, some people will have larger heads and smaller heads. Something can be lighter and can be heavier, but the average thing that you're putting on your head, most people, the average volume, it's going to be a problem. If the tefillin already needs caucus, so you said over here, if someone's normal to put on your head is mutter, but if the item that you put on your head is the weight of what four kav normally would be, and the tefillin are therefore being pushed away because of it, obviously you have to be careful. And you have to take the tefillin off or take that item off. It doesn't mean that they're being pushed out of their place totally. Vein menochem kedin, and therefore they're not in the right place. That would be true whether they're heavy or they're light. If the item is pushing it away, it's pushing it away. So it's sort of limiting the space where it could go. In other words, because those are derech malbush, that's what you normally wear. As long as the tefillin end up being in the right place, the fact that they're limiting the space is not a problem. And hence your modern hat, where it does limit the space, but as long as it doesn't limit, you know, in fact, at the end of the day, it's in the right place, that's acceptable. Okay. Simen membez. Yimut l'shanas tefillin sharia l'sharish. Can you change the one to the other? Aleph. Also, lashan a tefillin shel rosh, lashan shel yad. You can't take a tefillin shel rosh and make it into a tefillin shel yad. So even though you have, Mishra says, even though you only have no shel yad and two shel rosh, you want to take one of your tefillin shel rosh and use it for tefillin shel yad, it's considered an act of being married by kedushim, which you may not do. And therefore, even to take the ritzua of the sharosh, which has been designated for to use with the kedusha of the sharosh, which is greater, you can't switch. You can't lower it
the kedusha of the shorosh, because it has the Shem Hashem directly in the bayis itself. It has the shin of the Shem Hashem on the bayis. Is a more chomer than a kedusha. You can't move it to the lower kedusha b'shayat. B'shorosh kedusha sechemur. Shorosh b'shalshak b'shorosh. You have the shin on the bayis. You have the dalad in the kesher, and the yud is on the shayat. You can switch from the shayat to the shorosh. That's mutter because it's going up in kedusha. If the tefillin were new, shadayin lo hinicham, you haven't worn them yet. Even though you did hazmona, you designated for that purpose. We pass it hazmona lab milsehi, and therefore it's not. It's called a shorosh yet. You know, with the kedusha of a shorosh. So how would you do that? How would you change a shorosh into a shayad? You would cover the four compartments of the shorosh with a covering of leather, which is this single piece of leather, therefore makes it it's all one bias, and that would be how you would change a shorosh into a shayad. Rav Shabura will point out that b'di'evad, the fact that there is compartments inside, separating the inside, that b'di'evad, that's kosher.
Where would the cloth go?
Right now the cloth is each parsha is in its own separate section. That's his point. Saying, but yeah, but that's kosher. Correct. I don't think it means they're going to sew it together. Shabbos to cut an aleph.
Is the top cover makeh?
Yeah. Yad, a filo ain't loy shayad, but yesh shnayim shorosh. Even though he doesn't have any shayad and he has two shorosh, you can't lower the kedusha of the shorosh to the shayad. Furthermore, you can't even take a ritzua from the shorosh and use it for the shayad. Similarly, you can't use the container which is made to hold the shorosh. You cannot use for the shayad. That goes under the umbrella of the concept called Tashmish Kedusha, which is if someone is Mishamar Kedusha of a higher Kedusha, cannot be used for a lower Kedusha. You can't take a Ritzu Mehem, Gimel.
What's an R take? A box?
I don't think it's a container. Yeah. Kosim agad ram, the mitzvah of ritzua shayad samach l'kesher. You have a shayad, and very close to the beginning of the shayad, right after the kesher part, the ritzua tore. So you want to take the other end, which is healthy, is not compromised, and has not torn, and take out the shayad, and put in the part which is at the further end, next to the into the bias, and retie a new kesher, and where the part which was next to was part of the kesher before, will now be all at the end, next to where the person's fingers are. So he wants to. In case there was nifsuka, also lahapak rosho acher lamala. You can't take the other end and put it lamala. Welcome shuba chazuk. Lasaboy kesher shayad. The place where it's tied on. Make it the kesher. Vachatika shayibay kesher yikshar ata lusay lamata. And then the part where was the kesher will be removed below that you can't do. Why the marido make kushosoy? So, because that's an act of mimurit mikedusha. How's it mimurit mikedusha? Kim and shahoya boy kesher vayud about the yasva krichas of etzbos. Before it was part of the shel, it was part of the shem Hashem, and now it's just wrapping around the fingers. What you could just do is that part which was around that part of the kesher would have to be put in a geniza. Then you'll cut it. They'll cut that part off, and the fact that some of it's here versus here, that's all the same. So you could use either end, whatever you want. You want to use the further end to redo it. Now the problem is, v'im ein haratzua arucha kolkach. So this eitz of cutting off the part which had been the kesher is not such a great eitz because the whole ritzua is not long enough to afford to cut off part of the ritzua and still have a ritzua which is long enough. Oz lo yasek krichus kolkach sabev hayad. So what you'll do is you make it shorter and you won't wrap it 3 times around your arm. You won't go around 7 times. You'll go around 3 times. You'll go around 1 time. The same thing about the sharosh, the ritzua part which goes around is part of the kesher which goes around the actual head. You can't switch it around. The part which had previously been a part of the which goes around the head is not going to be moved out to the free hanging part of the ritzuas. Now, omnam im nifsika haritzua shalroish ibechutz lahakesher. Part of the ritzua of the shalroish was tore, the part which is beyond the kesher, the free hanging part. Ritzel moshcha ulaharida. The mata yeshir ritzua shleima behashir mavur lemala besimun lamin gimel. See, what you want to do is untie the kesher and sort of pull on the ritzua a little bit further down. This way you'll have a full shear. By doing so, you're sort of like shifting all of the ritzua. So you're being married some of the kedusha. So the part which had been before part of the kesher will now be moved further down. So ein zo harada dakaponim boisach tira yia kasher. So that will be part of the kasher. Now I don't cop exactly the metzias of what he's referring to, how this works. If I'm picturing it right, I'm not sure exactly what he gained over the previous case. Yisharman ein zed gamis ein zanochen dakaponim ika ksas harada kedushasa. Kedusha, it will be you are low in the kedusha to some extent. Again, I'm not sure exactly what the case is. Fidi Reim, who had in b'shal yad in mitzvah haritzua shal yad samach lakesher feeling my yirtza lichur lamata haticha shenifzuka avikain lo yabach tachas haritzua lamala lasis b'hai kesher. So Murray Hal Yoda shall ritzua ksas miktushasa, shemitkila kroiba ala kesher. So we said before that there is no mila, the part which is within the kesher itself, that has a higher level of kedusha. After that it's all the same. This sheet apparently is understanding that's not true. The part which is closer to the kesher has a higher level of kedusha than the part which is further away, and therefore you can't shift it down either by the shayat also. So we have the case which we saw before that the part which was the actual kesher is not in consideration anymore. That's been cut off. You want to flip it around and put the part which is all the way further away from the kesher now closer to where you're going to make the kesher, and vice versa. So that would be the part which is closer to the kesher, making it further away, and that's improper. So there's only mutter shasachak she'ein lo ritzua acheres u'makim shimsa kurach b'cholush she'ena relasas m'menu k'kshira b'zreya she'hei karb l'posek oz yesh l'hapach v'an rio loch. So he says, so the part which was the ritzua tor, actually it was the kesher tor. So you have a strap left which is long enough to make a new kesher out of. So no problem, make the part which is closer to the kesher into the kesher,
and everything will be, you know, what's the problem? Why should I want to switch it around? Why should I want to take the part from the finger and put that over here and make the kesher out of that? Make the kesher from the part which is over here. And so this part has been compromised through the whole stretching, weakening, etc., which is why it tore. So that's a compromise. You don't want to use that to make the kesher. It ends up being back to your square one in a few months from now. So in that scenario, yes, you would flip it around. I mean, use the part which is by the close to that's most will be now part of the kesher. So that's the case of shasat chak. If you don't have another option, that's what you would do. Then he said the kedusha of the shorosh is more chomer because it has the roiv of the shem shaka is in the shorosh. The shem who hashin badal. So there you have the shin and the dalad. Ma hashin kim shal yad. Jain barak kesher shal yud. Only has the yud. If they were new, however, no, I'm sorry. Shal yad. Shal rosh is mutter l'shanas. That's mutter. So Lashanas would have to be that you would have to take that tefillin and reshape it. And she asked the arba batim. Now this called parsha bebay shalot. So you'd have to change the shayad into four compartments, and you put each parsha, which is in the shayad right now, into a separate compartment. But within the mutalikach parsha is the resuish mishayad the shorosh. And the same way that you can go from the Shayad to the Sharosh, you can take the Parshas from the Shayad and put it in the Sharosh. You can take the Ritzuas from the Shayad and put it in the Sharosh. If they have not been worn yet, even when you've designated them, it doesn't make a difference. The only case we'll see that we hold is Mona Milsehi. The more discusses Hazman and Milsehi in a series of possible scenarios, there got to be different mitzvahs. So more asks the question in regards to the issur of saying the davar shebekedusha to basic kise, and you designate an area for a basic kise, but you haven't made it to basic kise yet. So over there we say Hazman and Milsehi, once it's been designated for the usage for the basic kise, and it's ready to use for basic kise, even if it's ever been used, that's bizoyan to say the davar shebekedusha, davar shebekedusha over there. So there you say Hazman and Milsehi, but other things you don't behold Hazman and Milsehi. On a play on words, you know, when somebody invites you, you know, you have to recognize that Hazman HaMilsehi, the fact that they invited you is something of Cheshivas, but not the guy with this then. Okay. So what you do is you cover the Shayad in the case where there, it has not been used yet, and you're allowed to use a Sharosh or Shayad, you have to cover it. Even though it's four separate parashiyos and four separate compartments, that's kosher. What should cause a siman on the base? Sipem zayin ayin sham by rear local. So if you want to switch it around in that situation where it hasn't been used yet, that's going to work, and you will, as long as on the outside it looks like one, the shorosh, which is four, when now looks like one, it's been covered by or. Obviously, it has to be, you have to have a ribu on that or, it has to be done properly. But once that's been done, you're good to go. Now, Sif Bey says that this is all talking about that the person had not made an original, when he originally designated them, he didn't make any type of a tanai, any type of a condition on the in the usage. However, if when he originally designated them, he made the condition that he wants to retain his rights to change this item from a shorosh to a shayad, if necessary. So then, I feel a shorosh to shayad. Even though somebody's worn it already, so it's beyond hazman, it's actually been used. But since in the original act of kedusha there was a tanai, so then it's not. Then you may switch it to use for shayat. Okay, sif katan ches mitchilo.
This is when you make in the shalrosh, you said chatchila that your plan is to use it possibly either way. Even though you're laying it wasn't, I'm planning to use it, but rather, if I may ever come to need it, I want to have a right to use it. That's also okay. But my shemitah tonight, mahani tonight. If you say explicitly, I'm only planning to use it for shalrosh for a period of time, then I want to switch it to definitely going to switch it to a shayad. So you originally put a time limit, as it were, on the kedusha. That'll work. But even if you put no time limit, you said there's a possibility you may use it. So it's like, oh, you know, maybe we could argue that there are enough you may use it. But the ma'aseh, it's too late. Once you designate for shalrosh, you didn't definitively limit the kedusha. So it's there. So you don't say that.
You don't say what?
We don't say that's too late. You need a very clear type of a tanai to remove to prevent the kedusha problem, switch problem.
Even if it was okay. Just stipulated, he'd switch the shalyad if he needed.
Yeah. Okay. Now the next sif is going to deal with not with the shalrosh or shalyad. Once we're discussing the issues of hazman and milsehi of designation. So we have the question over here is, when you designate the container to hold the tefillin, you may not use it for other things, because it's designated to help, to work for, you be used for the tefillin, that's an element of being mishamish kedusha, so you have limits to what you can do with it. Now we're going to discuss, well, does any type of a tanai work over there, and that's what the Sif Gimel is going to talk about. A tzudah d'asmanei l'meitzah b'tefillin lo'elam, a tzudah which you've designated, you're designated this to be a covering for tefillin is going to wrap around the tefillin.
To wrap
the bag.
As a protection?
Your protection, yeah. Right. So he says, as opposed to, like I said before, if you're putting a time limit on it, that's like we said, you can, you're like a chachil making a tanai. I'm only planning to use it for the next 3 weeks. Afterwards, I want to use it for something else. So that's what a tanai would be. By saying I'm putting a time limit, effectively I'm putting a tanai. It's only for the tefillin for the X amount of time, and afterwards it's for something else. But he said, no, loyal, forget it. This is being, for now, they'll be used for these used for tefillin. So what's a lacha? Zmana la milsihi. So just designating alone doesn't do anything. However, if it's sore for tefillin, and then after the hazmona, he used it for tefillin, chazimna. Also, the mitzvah bezusa. You cannot then take that and use it to wrap money inside of it or anything else. You know. Hagavim hisna olav mitchila. If when you originally designated for tefillin, you said I may use it for other items if I need to. So then, b'cholgin yishari, that's mutter, because you're limiting the kedusha which is chalin it. Okay, v'klaf ha'ma'ubed l'shem tefillin. If you're ma'abed a klaf to use for tefillin purposes, also litav olav direcho. That's when the chigavna l'guva kedusha is milsehi. Now you didn't write any tefillin on it. You just from ma'abed it l'shem kedusha's tefillin. So why can't I never use it for tefillin. Why can't I use it for something else, for the rechol? So over here, the hazmon is not to be a mashamish to the tefillin. The hazmon is to be the item itself. That's all the ball game. There we say hazmon when it comes to the dovership, which is guva kedusha itself. So the hazmon is milsehi. Other cases we had before was the container to hold the tefillin, that's a separate item which is there to mishamish the tefillin. Now, Shulchan Aruch Vayter, Asmani v'loy tzarbei. Let's say you designated it but you haven't used it yet. Oh, tzarbei v'loy asmani, or vice versa. You used it to wrap around tefillin, but you had never designated it. You haven't one time you used it. So then, shor lemeitzah bezuzi. The fact that you use it one time does not say that this is now designated to be the wrapping for the tefillin. Therefore, I mean, which means I cannot use it for something else. It happened to me one time I wrapped tefillin in it.
Tzarbei means you use it.
Sir means the rat, the lashon of tying, right? The means using it. One second. So the only time where it gets the kedusha, which limits what you may use it for, is A, you have designated for that purpose, and B, you've used it. So then we say that the act of using it confers upon it the status of what you intended, and therefore now it may not be used for anything else. Whereas in a case where it happened to have been used, but the fact that you didn't designate it, it's almost equivalent to making it tonight. I'm not planning to use it for this purpose. I might use it for something else tomorrow. There's no indication that what you're planning to do, so that's we're not getting a kedusha.
If you did what?
I'm not sure what you're asking. Okay.
What? You tie tefillin?
You use it to wrap the tefillin in.
You weren't Mazman?
Right. So the application of this idea, we'll have to say, interesting question nowadays. So it's Kufa Kedusha, or it's not Kufa Kedusha. Person prints, they print the sefer, hasn't been learned in yet, hasn't been used yet. So what's is its level of Kedusha less than had it been used already? So there's those that argue that it's kedusha, it's equivalent to a hazmona. So you use it, it doesn't have a good kedusha because a sefer of Torah Shabbal Peh is not being written, because it's to be given to written. The main thing is the fact that it's there, it attempts to learn. So it doesn't have a good kedusha in the sense like we had by tefillin, such a concept. Tell me what confers upon it the kedusha is the fact that it's been used for a davar shebe kedusha, learning Torah. So I didn't use it for that. So you might sometimes see in a sorum store that some, you know, some, they'll, you know, you can't put the sorum on the floor. You get a big, you know, come in big container, you know, big box or shipment of sorum wrapped up in paper, stick it on the floor. What's the heter? This is the heter, according to some, that doesn't have kedusha yet, because it was only hazmona. Okay, we'll see Mishnah Berurah. A lot of Mishnah Berurah over here.
Because it needs to be a certain level above the floor. And putting it on paper is not enough.
On paper is not going to be enough, right? Normally you need a tefillah off the ground, or if it's in a box, but the box has an airspace of a tefillah by tefillah by tefillah. Which obviously the box would, because it's much larger than that. Mm-hmm. So then the box is considered like, it's not on the floor, it's in the box. The box itself has a certain chashivus to it. But to put it on the ground just wrapped in paper, I remember the first time I saw it, I thought, what in the world are they doing? And then so they're being samach on this argument that not only works by Torah Shabbal Peh, swarm. You can't take a Novi and do that with, you know, they could bring a shipment of, you know, they printed some Novi Yeshayas. They can't do that with. That's Torah Shemitzah, but that's like Gufa Kedusha. Whether everybody's careful, that I don't know. I like to assume so. Okay, hold Mishnah Berurah of cotton tests. Sutter. You made a, not just, you didn't take a prior piece of cloth, but you made a pocket, a container to hold the tefillin, a pouch. The fact that you made it is not enough to use it. It doesn't have kedusha, which would prevent you from using it for something else. Until it's been used, it's not precluded from using it for something for davar shebechol. Now, with tashmish to tashmish, ain't by kedusha klal. So that theoretically should create a problem that anything which is a tashmish to tashmish doesn't have kedusha. So it's not going to have any limitations what you're allowed to do with it because it's not kaddish. But what about putting it in with the tefillin? You have a problem because it doesn't have any kedusha. So why are you allowed to put it in with the tefillin? It's like putting sadar v'shabachol. Right, so if it's a true mishamish to the mishamish, so you need it there. Its function is there to mishamish to the mishamish. So a common example of that, let's say a person wants to take a piece of paper or a card, whatever it is, and stick it inside of a tefillin bag with his name in it. You know, name, address, phone number, etc. In case it ever gets lost, some people open up and they'll see that, you know, it says over there, Eli Reingold, phone number, etc. So what's they have to put that in the tefillin bag? The tefillin bag is designated for the tefillin. It's there to mishamish the tefillin, to protect the tefillin in case there's anything that will happen to the tefillin, that it'll facilitate the tefillin being kept by kedusha, getting back to the proper place. So that's why it's a tashmish to tashmish.
Which bag is that in?
You're sticking it inside the tefillin bag, inside the actual tefillin bag itself. You know, not only a person has a talis, you know, Bacher has his his tefillin bag. You're sticking it, you know, I'm not talking about the outer plastic, I'm talking about, you know, he's sticking it in the good old days, and you just say, oh, he has a velvet bag. I don't think my first pair of tefillin came with a plastic bag around it. So they bring from the Moshe Dirsch over here brings from Yasha. Yasha says an interesting argument. If you always wear tefillin in, you always put your tefillin in wrapped up in the box. So now the box is the tashmish to kedusha, the bag is the tashmish to tashmish. And therefore, we know it's to put your name card in there. Okay.
What's the tashmish? The tashmish, the box?
No, the box is the tashmish of the kedusha. The bag we tashmish, the tashmish.
Box goes inside the bag.
Okay, now.
Box goes inside the bag.
You put your tefillin inside boxes, right? The boxes which go on the tefillin to protect. And then you stick those inside of the tefillin bag. So
yes.
Tefillin, right?
Yes.
Right, so that tefillin bag is a tashmish to tashmish. According to this argument. Now he says, we said, sort of the azmanay, the mitzvah of tefillin. Azmanay, you're a philip deber bevad, that hazmanah, all you need is to say that you're desert, all you have to do is say it. Koshkinim tolo bormer zeyeh, the tefillin de mahani. If a person picked it up and says explicitly, you see, that's like making an act of being makdashit. Okay. Yud Aleph. He was to you put tefillin in it. Teach your talis, however, your talis bag. Let me create tashmish kedusha, rak tashmish mitzvah. So it's there to hold your talis. Now talis doesn't have a dinim of kedusha. Talis has a dinim of a dover shel of mitzvah. So this is called tashmish of mitzvah. Now, tashmish of mitzvah doesn't have a kedusha on it b'chlal. The only halacha is that you can't be knowing with the derech bizoyin. So therefore, the chaymut l'niach b'shar d'vorim shalcha, you can put other items in there. Other items in there. Now, in l'chara, when you're putting it together with a tefillin, the after munach shom b'gam can't tik shal tefillin. So l'chara, even though for the fact that it's a tik to hold the talis, that doesn't create any halachas, but it's also holding the tefillin. So maybe that should be an issue. No, we'll have a tikshul talis kim tashmish to tashmish. This would be the tefillin. So there's the tefillin bag, and then there's the talis bag. The talis bag is the tashmish to tashmish. Vavilim nitzim besecha sider shaloi the yesh bekedusha a tefillin b'loy tik. Even if you put it into the versus Yom Bechem. Tik shel talis. Even you put in the tik shel talis, you put a sitter, which has kedusha, or tefillin beloy tik. So even if you're sometimes actually put the tefillin directly into the talus bag, even that would be true, but you also intend to use it for the talus. And well, as much as you put it, you put tefillin without a container into there, and it would become a mishamish to the tefillin, it'd be also to put a talus in it. So, but you say you're planning to use it for towels. What you're saying is, I'm making it tonight. I don't mean to designate it for the tefillin. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, because the whole raya, I'm saying I want to use it for the towels. So the act of designating it for the towels will function as the equivalent of a tanai in the hazmona for tefillin.
Assuming you haven't put the tefillin in yet.
Yes, as I work, put the tefillin in.
Even if you put the tefillin in. But since you said the chetkil, you're planning to use it for your talus also. That's like making a tanai. That's what he said before. If you made a tanai beforehand, it works. So the same way it works that this item can be designated used for shalresh and later on switch to shalyad. Because the chetkil before you use it for shalresh, you designated I'm only planning to use it for that for a period of time, or whatever it is, whatever the time might be. So we're also, I'm saying I'm not planning to use it, designate this. Only the mishamish the tefillin, and plan to put a talus in there 2 weeks from now. So that would be a tonight. So it doesn't get the kedusha, which will limit puts him something else in. People which are traveling, they say, you know, they have the tefillin pouch. Great. So I'll stick my money in there, and who knows what else is in there. After midina aser. Also, you're using this tik shel tefillah, which was a truly designated tik shel tefillah for other purposes. We could make an argument. The pshat is obviously, if they do this regularly, that's what their intent was. So that's equivalent of a tanai, that they're not designated this only for tefillin, they plan to use it for the tefillin and for the money and for the passport and whatever else they find to stick in there. And that was the plan. But even so, it would not be proper to do a lechatkila. But upon him, we could argue, at least in the case of necessity, that it's kili made it tonight. Okay, let's hold it here.